to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
What's up, Three Wide Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 here in Manhattan, Kansas, where I usually talk about NASCAR racing and, among other things as well, Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and of course, the Cup Series, the three biggest divisions of all of motorsports. I am recording this first interview of the new year, 2023, February 2nd, 2023. Just getting home from a busy afternoon of work, now home, recording this first interview for the podcast of 2023, folks. Of course, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. If you're new to the show, welcome on board. And you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to the podcast, where we are about to approach racing again this weekend, of course, with the Clash going down this weekend. And then, of course, 2 weeks after that, it's going to be full go with the Daytona 500 down in Daytona Beach, Florida, the 65th Great American Race. Cannot get it going. Cannot wait to get everything going. But finally, can't wait to have this guest back on the show, which she's on right now. So we'll do some house cleaning after the fact. But for right now, time to bring on my special guest, a returning on the podcast. She has been very busy since the last time we chatted on the podcast. She is now a race winner. For a couple years, she was at the NASCAR Driver Diversity Program for a couple years. Now, last year, doing her own thing, doing multiple of races, including winning her first pair of races in her NASCAR career, Toyota Racing Developmental Driver. Now, Isabella Robusto back on the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Isabella, how are we doing today?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me on. Super excited to be back. I know it's been a while since we talked. So.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's been a year and change since we last talked. But yeah, a lot's happened with you since the last time we talked. I'm sure we'll dive on into that. I'm really excited to hear more about the year that was 2022 and your success through that year and your all of a sudden rise through the ranks here. But just a refresher for those that are tuning in for the first time on this podcast, once again, Isabella, tell everyone how you got at least to this point, at least, and then we'll go from there.
So kind of before I could even remember, I was racing things, skiers, through the driveway, and I always loved racing. And at 5 years old, I got into a go-kart and fell in love with it and knew that's kind of what I wanted to do. So I spent a few years in that, started to work on my racecraft a little bit, moved up into the Bandoleros with INEX, and then went into the US Legend cars, ran that for a few years with the Summer Shootout. Again, competed for wins, won, and then about 2.5-3 years ago was when I started my late model stock debut, with Rev Racing and NASCAR Drive for Diversity. Ran with them for a year, almost a year and a half in that, and then last year I was able to be picked up by Toyota. I'm super, super thankful for everything they've been able to do. They allowed me to do a 36 race series last year. So I had tons of time in the car, worked hard, picked up my first wins, like you said, and was able to actually pick up two last year. So had a really good year, learned a ton thanks to Leaf Hawk Racing, Toyota, everyone who came to the track with me every week. And with the help of Toyota, I'm able to have Yahoo and Mobile One on the hood. And this year's definitely going to be exciting. I've got a ton of races lined up. I think it's right at 53 races right now. So going to be super busy starting March here. So taking these last few weeks off and then using the time well to prepare on the sim and in the gym and with my nutrition, just to get as ready as I can for this season to start.
Wow. Already a lot going on. A lot to look forward to in 2023. Lee, you mentioned there in that little bio there, you got hooked up last year with Lee Falk Racing. How was that transition like from moving up from Rev Racing, which I should have mentioned that, but how was that transition? How did you get connected with Lee Falk Racing? We'll start there.
So once I got with Toyota, the team that they put me with for late model stocks was Lee Falk Racing, and I think it was a great match. We get along super well together, the whole team and I. I go to the shop multiple days a week and go help out and work there, and I was actually there early today working on my new car, but kind of just the atmosphere, and they all kind of get together really well, and I learned a ton this year from them, and Lee especially, with working on my racecraft and qualifying and just all of the little things that you need to be able to win, to kind of get that step above, and I was able to do that with them this past year, and being on the track so much and having that track time was also a huge benefit with them, and definitely a great opportunity with them, and I'm excited to also run with them full-time again this year for the Cars Tour. So looking forward to that, and I think we'll be able to pick up some wins and at least run towards the front of the Cars Tour pack.
And we were supposed, and side note, we were supposed to record last week, but you were busy with testing and everything else. Where did you test at last week?
So we go to Hickory to test. It's right near our, kind of near the shop. It's the closest track that we go and race at, and just kind of working on getting some new setup stuff done, kind of getting things figured out before the season starts, and we've got a couple more weeks here, so definitely using the most of it just to get as far ahead as possibly can.
All right. Isabella Robusto, Toyota Racing developmental driver, on the podcast, back again on the podcast, the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. The two wins, obviously, one of them came at Hickory, actually, last year, and your first. Take me back to that night where you finally, and we talked about it in the past on this podcast, where once your goal was to win, yes, you finally got that first win in a level of NASCAR. Take me back to that night, and I was trying to where was this first one at? Because I was trying to research that before having you on here today. So where was that first one at?
Yeah, so first win that I got was at Tri-County Motor Speedway.
Okay, all right.
And we had run there a couple times earlier in the year, and two of them I was super close to getting the win. One of them I was leading with 10 laps to go. By a straightaway I was leading, and then my motor blew up. And the other one, I was running in second, passing for the lead, and got spun out and wrecked. So finally went back there. I knew we had a good car from when we fired off from practice. I just knew that I had a good long run car. I was able to get off the quick times that I needed to set it down on pole. I got there, got for qualifying, went and set it on pole. But it did start to rain, and as everybody knows, late models and rain don't mix very well, so we had to basically sit around for 3 or 4 hours. We didn't know if we were going to get the race in, and because they have a time limit there, so we had to be done racing by 11 o'clock. So we had about 40 minutes left on the time limit, and they finally got our race started. So the deal with Tri-County is you have to start with an invert. So I had to start in sixth. Go back to sixth to start the race, and I knew that if I just took my time getting by everybody, made sure I kept my equipment clean, that I would have a good shot at getting that win. I just needed to stay focused, do 75 perfect laps basically to get to the front. And when we went out, there was only really two out of the four lanes that was dry, because they were trying to get the race in before the rain started again. So went out there, I started on the top, and next thing I knew, we came around two laps later, and I was already up in the third place, so I fought hard, Finally got up into second, and I fought to get to the lead for 20 laps side by side with Thomas Bean, and finally got by him. A puddle kind of nudged me into him a little bit, which helped out, but took the lead, got about half a straightaway to a straightaway lead, and started saving tires then, and it was 35 laps to go, and I wasn't sure if there was going to be a caution because the track was still all wet, so people were cautious and kind of starting to lose some tires and grip, so I wanted to play it safe and just make sure that I had something left if we did have a caution, and with 15 laps to go, there started to be lap traffic, and I got hung up with a couple of lap traffic cars, and the lead went from about a 5-second lead to a 2-second lead at one point, but I was able to come back home with the win. Super excited. I was really thankful that I was able to do it with Toyota and Mobil 1 and Leaf Hawk Racing, and finally got that first late model stock win. I know we've been so close for the past year or two, coming so close so many times that it was just great, and we knew that that was just the start of our momentum of winning, and it was true because 2 weeks later was where we won at the NASCAR sanctioned track of Hickory Motor Speedway, so definitely something that I'll remember forever.
The feeling of winning, awesome. Did you have a break in between that first one at Tri-County, and then you said as you went on to Hickory, you ended up winning that race as well. After that first win, did you have time to soak it all in before getting back to work, or you were just straight from Tri-County into the next race, right up to the next race?
It was straight to Tri-County into the next race. I can't remember where the race was that was between the two, but definitely took that Sunday and Monday kind of to soak it all in. And then when Tuesday came, got straight back to work because we knew that we needed to stay on top of everything if we wanted to have a chance at the win and also the championship for both of the tracks. So.
Okay, all right. The Mobil 1 sponsorship, we'll start with you. I'll backtrack to that. How did you, with all the success you had 2022, first off, 37 races, you had two wins, as we both mentioned, three poles, 10 top threes, 21 top fives, 30 top tens, and then, of course, you finished second at the Hickory Speedway Championship, and then backed that up with a third at the Tri-County Championship as well, basically rounding out to a season-ending third total there. You had a tremendous year. Now kind of circling back to the whole Mobil 1, how you landed that first off. How did that all come about for you? In that spot last year.
I have to thank Toyota for that. All of their great people put in a lot of work getting all of the sponsors, and Toyota got me with Mobil 1, and then also Yahoo. Halfway through the year, I started partnering with Yahoo and having them on the hood. But I couldn't do any of those 37 races, like you said, without Mobil 1, Yahoo, and Toyota. So definitely a huge support in everything I do, and just from those numbers, like hearing those numbers, what we were able to accomplish last year was great, and I think even better than all of those accomplishments were knowing that we ended on a high note where we finished third in the South Carolina 400. So I think that last year was great, and I couldn't have done it without Toyota, Mobil 1, Yahoo, and having them again on all of the different cars that I'm going to run this year means a lot, just being able to have that partnership with them all.
What was your, between the two wins that you got last year, again, this is Isabella Robusto, Toyota Racing driver of, and her sponsors, Mobil 1 and Yahoo, here on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. What was your favorite win, if you had to choose one? Was it your first? I probably know the answer to this, but I'm going to let you choose. was it Tri-County or Hickory?
I mean, Tri-County was my first win, so that will always mean a lot to me.
Right.
The Hickory one was also great just because it was a clean sweep. We were fastest in all of the practices, got the pole, led every single lap, won the race. So, I mean, just having that clean sweep as well is crazy to think. So, I mean, I'm obviously going to go with my first win, but the right. Hickory one comes up pretty close behind it.
And going, rewinding, taking a step back, the lessons learned at Rev Racing, have you been able to kind of apply that to your what you're doing right now, doing all these races, signing up for all these races, getting the sponsors that you're well-deserved. Have you been able to take the lessons that you've learned at Rev Racing and apply them to where you are right now?
Rev was definitely a great starting block for me. Just understanding, since I got into it when I was so young, with them at 12 years old, just being able to understand the media side and how much media and sponsorship applies to your racing. And it's not, you can just go out on track and run every weekend. Like, there's so much that you have to do behind the scenes. Rev was a huge part in teaching those lessons, and as well as setting those starting blocks to get into a late model stock, learn the car, kind of learn the tracks, and to help Toyota see me and help me get partnered with Toyota. None of that could have happened without Rev Racing and NASCAR Drive for Diversity. So I'll always remember kind of where I started with the late model stock and who helped me get part of this Toyota team.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome, awesome. Already, you've been busy already to kick off kind of the new year to 2023. Wilson, you were doing some things for Wilson Motorsports. Tell us about that.
I am, yes. So this year I'm going to run the full car tour in the late model stock with Lee Falk, but also I'll be doing double duty running the late model pro with Donnie Wilson Motorsports. So I'm super excited about that. I've done two races with them, actually, both of the Red Eyes last year and this year. Felt really strong about this year, qualified second, and had a parts failure coming to green flag.
So
wasn't able to do the race, but I felt pretty strong in the car. I know there's going to be a lot to learn just because of the differences that the two have, and learning how to go back to back on them, and doing that double duty, every week at the car store. But I'm super excited, and I think it's going to work out great. It's a great team. I've worked with Bond Suss for a year now with Toyota with my driver development. And so I think the partnership and the terminology and communication between us is going to be great when we actually get racing here in March.
Isabella Robusto, Toyota Racing driver here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. Her sponsors, Yahoo and Mobile One. Eddie Greer III here. As we're recording this interview, February 2nd, 2023, this might be posted. This will be posted on the week of Daytona Speed Week. We've already got a couple of recordings already of episodes that's going to be put up in different spots. So just let everybody know that we're recording on the first week of February. Also, Isabella, you've also, I saw a couple weeks ago that you're going to be taking part in the Arca Menard series, making a debut for one of the more, I used to say, popular motorsports teams in that Arca garage in Victory Motorsports. Tell me how that happened.
Yeah, so I am going to race with Venerini Motorsports for four races. They're all going to be short track, except for one is going to be a dirt track, which that will be interesting just because I've never been on dirt before, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited just to kind of get the differences, and I've got a lot of teammates with Toyota that have raced dirt and are helping me out kind of learn the main things that I need to know before I get to the track, but super excited. They're all going to be short tracks. They're right at my wheelhouse, and talking with Billy Venerini and working with all of the engineers on the sim, kind of getting comfortable with kind of how they work when they get to the track, and kind of some of the changes that you can do in the car just to have it in my mind before we actually get to that first race in Nashville, just so I'm as prepared as I can be for when we get there. I obviously want to compete for wins and But the ultimate goal is to learn as much as possible, use every lap to work on my racecraft and everything that kind of goes into getting those wins and finishing and placing hopefully in the top fives are the goal every race. So definitely super excited about that. It's going to be great having the Cars Tour going straight to another short track, but in a heavy ARCA car. So definitely going to be some learning curves, but I'm looking forward to it all.
Oh yeah, definitely always something to learn when transitioning. You're familiar with that already, so I know you will do well. Other than that, you said short track, so Nashville, do you know the other three off the top of your head?
So I'll do Nashville, the Coin, Salem, and Berlin. So all short track, three asphalt and one dirt.
All right, so you just say you haven't done any dirt racing before.
I have not been on dirt, so that'll definitely be interesting. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a new opportunity, and who knows? I might like it more than asphalt, but I'll probably not. But we'll see.
All right. Isabel Robusto, the Toyota Racing development driver on the podcast, making her return once again on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. And I know we're recording this day after women were recognized being a part of sports, whether that's baseball, racing, or football, things like that. Obviously watching your rise up to where you are now, and doing what you love to do. Blessed, as you say, are you to be a part of this, a special group of young ladies being a part of NASCAR and doing what you want to do and kind of showing everyone, in a way, trying to put this in a way that you can be successful, showing everyone that, hey, I can compete with these young gals every week.
It means a lot, just being able to go out and compete and fight for those wins and just show all of, especially the young females that are in go-karts, are in Bandoleros, in legend cars, and want to get to that next step but don't know if they can, just being able to show them that it's possible and you can go and compete with all of these guys for the wins, and you can be just as good and even better than them out on the racetrack. So it means a lot, just being able to be like a role model to some of these young girls and even the young boys, just to show them that you can make it. You just have to put in the hard work and don't give up. Just make every moment count. If you can learn something, just learn it. And make sure you can remember it too. It will eventually come in useful at some point.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely the good motto to learn by. Don't ever give up, wherever that may be, whether that's trying to get into NASCAR or baseball or anything like that, or track, things like that. So yeah, that's important slogan right there for everyone to learn there. Isabella, you've been also starting to be recognized from other national media outlets out there as well that are starting to take notice of your driving style and skills. How's that been for you since you're starting to really get up there in the NASCAR ranks?
It's a lot. It's really good. Just being able to get my name out there and showing my skill and kind of my background and where I've come from, but not only where I've come from, but what I've been able to accomplish with all of the wins and just what I've been able to do in each series. And my kind of thought process before moving up is I want to be able to win or be able to compete for those wins and championships and run up front before I move up to that next level. And I think it's showing right now, just because they're able to show all of those stats like last year, and show that I'm there and I'm able to compete for those wins and championships, and that I'm definitely going to be someone that you're going to have to fight for the wins in the next years.
And who would you say, kind of going out of the railroad tracks for a moment, this is Isabella Robusto, two-time winner last year in 2022 here on the Purple, here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. I knew I was going to do that mixed up with my other podcast, but this is the NASCAR podcast. She's on with us here for a few more minutes on the podcast. So who was your, who will you say, out of racing all those races last year, being as busy as you are now, who would you say was your toughest competitor of 2022, or competitors, if you can think of any? I know there's some out there.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. We never really stuck with one track to compete for a championship last year. We really went all over just to make sure that I'm ready for this year when we do Car Store and go to all of those different tracks. So if I had to choose one, I would have to probably say Landon Huffman, just because when we did get to that end of the year and somehow we were in those points for Hickory, and actually had a shot to win that championship those last three races, definitely battling with him, I would have to say it was my most competition, as well as Thomas Bean, for that first win. And basically every single time we went to Tri-County, I knew that Thomas was the person that I had to beat.
All right. All right, there's always one or two drivers out there that you're going to have to bring your A game every week on the racetrack there. So I was kind of curious who those competitors were out there. Isabella, recently you were invited to the, it was a few weeks ago, National Motorsports Press Association event a couple weeks ago. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Yeah, it was great just being able to see everything that goes into the media side of motorsports and racing, and just being able to talk with all of the different reporters and photographers, and hear their stories as well. Normally they're the ones writing about us, so it was cool to hear kind of their stories and why they came to racing and why they fell in love with racing. So just being able to kind of get that background, but also make connections and put a face to a name with people that I've done interviews with, but also who I might be talking to next year and the years coming, and just meeting them and getting to know them, just to make the interviews more real, and also know where their stories come from as well.
Yeah, it's always nice to make those connections, so that in the future, once you continue to move up, make those transitions on your way up to where you want to be, those folks that you meet in those type of settings can come and talk to you and congratulate you there. Do you have a favorite story that that one of the people, girls or guys, shared that you took from that?
I don't know. There was definitely a lot of good stories. I want to say that the most interesting part that I saw during that conference were all of the photos. Just some of them were so well, perfectly timed, from crashes to wins. Just how skilled the photographers are.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. And I am going to rewind back to the top of this interview here. This is Isabella Robusto, two-time winner last year in 2022, Toyota driver for her sponsors, Mobile One and Yahoo, here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So, you talked about nutrition. Has anything, since you're really focused now, you know, your craft and trying to get better each week, your nutrition, has that changed? I know the last time you were on here, you're still going to school, so I don't know if you graduated now or not, but yeah, you can tell us about that. And how's your nutrition changed? Has it changed much at all since you're a full go into racing now, or how's that transition like now? Where are you at now with that?
So with school, I ended up doing my full senior year over summer. So I graduated a year early from high school. I'm actually just now starting, a couple weeks ago, started college. I'm doing online for ASU.
All right.
And I'm aerospace and mechanical engineering, so I told my professors I just want to learn how to make race cars go faster, so also get a degree at the same time, but
yeah.
So my nutrition, since I've been with Toyota, I've worked with Stephanie, the nutritionist, with Toyota, and my diet has definitely changed. I meal prep basically every week, and follow a diet where I kind of fill up, certain macros. It's more, you want to get to a certain amount of macros.
Right. Yeah. Yep. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
versus more of a diet.
Right.
But
yeah.
Definitely very focused on my food. Just because of how much nutrition helps with the training aspect in the gym, but also like your mental clarity when you're in the car, doing all the sensory stuff, just everything that goes into racing. And I think that nutrition is a huge part of it.
Yeah. And congratulations on graduating, first off. it's been a minute again since we last talked. So congratulations on graduation high school, and now you're full go into the engineering field. I like that. Yeah. For the nutrition again, sticking with that again for one more question. So I know from what you told me, being more involved with track and field while you're going to high school, and then now with you in a driver's seat more, is there a difference with the nutrition as you talked about, or was there while you were doing all those track events, eat wherever you want and then you could get away with that at, or was there not that much meal prep?
I'd say before I watched what I ate, but I definitely didn't do anything that I am now, where I'm tracking and logging all of the food that I eat, meal prepping, doing supplements, and really focusing on the hydration aspect every day, and I've definitely felt a difference in my energy, my clarity, working out, doing sensory, being in the car. It's definitely been a huge help.
All right, okay. And you mentioned you're going to be going your season here pretty shortly here. When is your first race of 2023?
So my first race will be with the Cars Tour at Southern National on March 11th. So I'll start off pulling double duty with the Pro Late Model and the Late Model Stock. So I'll be there pulling double duty for the first time. So looking forward to it. I think I'm going to learn a lot this year. And then after I go to Southern National, I'll be in Sonoma racing for Smooge Racing in the GT4 series to start off the GT4 championship later in March.
Ooh, that will be fun and interesting there. The GT, so what does that consist of for those listeners who are new to the podcast?
So GT4 is the series that I'll be running. I'll be racing in a Toyota Supra with Smooge Racing, and I will have a teammate, Joey, so I will have to do driver changes, which will be a new experience for me, but I'm looking forward to it, and we'll go to some really big road courses, which I'm looking forward to going to, Sonoma, NOLA, COTA, BIR, Indy. So some big, Sebring.
Those are big tracks, baby. Woo. Yeah.
So some big road courses, and I'm looking forward to getting out on those and going back to doing some road course racing, and hopefully competing for that GT4 championship as well at the end of the year.
And prior to you jumping in, doing this GT4 experience, have you had I can't remember from our previous conversations. Have you had a road course experience before? I can't remember if I asked you that or not.
I grew up doing some go-karting.
Oh, yeah, okay, yep, that's right, yep.
mainly now I've been doing oval racing. So it's been a good minute since I've been on a road course, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, Sonoma, Coda, yeah, those are some big tracks. But yeah, you're gonna be up for the challenge there. I'm excited to see you get after it there. What's gonna be what challenge other than getting on the road courses? Are you looking forward to the most this coming year? As you say, you're going to be all over the place, jumping into the different cars, GT4s to the ARCA series and doing your cars tour. And what's going to be, what challenge are you going to be looking forward to, are you looking forward to the most, Isabella?
The challenge I'm looking forward to the most is learning how to go from different disciplines. So going from that GT4 car to the pro late model to this late model stock and then to the ARCA car, and going and being able to go back and forth smoothly and seamlessly while working hard and competing for those wins and every single week. And I think that will be the biggest challenge for sure, but I'm looking forward to it and I think I'll learn a lot with it.
Isabella Robusto, Toyota racing driver here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3, your sponsors, Mobile One and Yahoo here on the podcast here. Since you're doing all that racing here, Isabella, now you're not going to have some time downtime here between now and your first race coming up in a couple of weeks. Have you been able to dive in it other than school, obviously? Have you been able to kind of dive in or just to escape from racing, or what's your been downtime been like?
Well, for Christmas I went snowboarding and had some fun there for a week or two, but since basically January 2nd, I've been at the gym every day doing 2 days with my workouts at Toyota, being on the sim, just getting as prepared, like I said earlier, just being as prepared as I can for when we start the season. And I want to use this downtime that I have just to help get me a step ahead of everybody else. So not really doing a ton of, I guess, downtime stuff, but having fun, doing some fun things on the weekends that I have off, but making sure during those weekdays that I'm working hard in the gym and doing everything that I can to get ahead.
Nice, nice, nice. Always want to stay one step ahead of competition. Yep, got to do those little things outside of when nobody else is watching. Got to do those little things. So I'm glad you are doing that. Where'd you go snowboarding at?
We went to Park City. I went with my family for Christmas. So went out there and had some fun for a few days.
Park City, where's that at?
In Utah.
Oh, okay. All right. Fun stuff. In wrapping up this conversation here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer, host of the podcast. Again, Isabella Robusto here, Toyota racing driver. Her sponsors are Mobile One and Yahoo. We're very thankful to have her back on the show. What are your goals heading in for 2023? What do you want to accomplish throughout all your racing adventures here? You had a successful year, like I mentioned, the stat wise last year. How will that momentum carry over from last year, 2022, to 2023?
Yeah, I want to get wins, compete for those wins, those championships, but also learn as much as I can, learn those different disciplines, especially the cars that I haven't been in before or been in as much, like the pro late model, the GT4 car, the GR86, the ARCA car, just learning those disciplines and getting better at my racecraft as well in that late model stock and competing for the wins and hopefully the championship in the car store for both the pro and the stock.
All right. You always want to be right there in the mix come late in the season for that opportunity for that championship. So definitely want to be in that mix for that. So very pumped up for you, Isabella, for the upcoming year. Isabella, tell everyone you're going to be busy, as we talked about here on this podcast here tonight. Tell everyone where we can find you, follow you on social media.
You can follow me, Isabella Robusto, on any social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I have a website, isabellarobusto.com. I post everything on all my socials, what races I'm doing, some fun things I'm doing for this off season, and just keep everybody updated with everything that's going on all of those. So just my name, Isabella Robusto.
Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. Well, folks, that's going to wrap this conversation interview here in the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3 with Toyota Racing Driver. Her sponsors are Mobile One and Yahoo. Isabella Robusto made her return back on the show. Isabella, thank you for having carving out your busy schedule for me to for us to chat again. It was fun catching up.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was great. So hopefully we can catch up again at some point. So
yeah, hopefully we'll catch up again a little sooner than a year and change, but hopefully we can catch up at some point, maybe towards the end of the year or something like that, maybe, probably.
Yes, for sure.
Awesome, awesome. All right, good luck, Isabella, and have a good season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Is waved on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast where podcasts are found. Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll catch you all in the next episode. Thank you for listening.